Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining.
So, Chris, today's topic is, where have all the new health club members gone? And it could be subtitled, Staying the Course When the Going Gets Tough. Of course, we're referring to the fact that a lot of people will join health clubs and they have great intentions at the beginning of a new year. They only they stop going a few months later or a few weeks later. Tell me how this compares to leadership.
Well, I always love the titles that you come up with, right? And when I saw this one, I thought, man, you know, Perry's been reading my emails before. Through my years of playing sports and different things, I'm actively still trying to work out. And it is so true, man, that when you look at the parking lots at the gyms, you know, January, February, they're full. And then they begin to kind of tail off the rest of the year. And so I know the statistics show that 90% of people that join the health clubs in January are out within 3 months by the end of March. And we all have good intentions. But then life gets in the way, right? And we begin to sell ourselves or make excuses on why we should not be doing what we're doing. And I think good intentions are not enough to sustain us in what we need to accomplish, what we need to set goals for ourselves as leaders, but as our team as well. And there's a great quote by Andy Stanley that where he says, "Direction, not intention, determines destination."
Love that.
Yeah. So
always thinking about it. I have great intentions, but am I actually on the path leading to where I want to go? And so Andy's got a great message there. I should ask you, you've had your Peloton now for like 6 months. Are you still on the course?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Just checking.
I am.
Just checking.
Absolutely.
Make sure you stick with that. So in we always like to relate these conversations and our leadership discussion around five levels for leadership. So I see this as a level three production, producing results as a team. It's an issue for the leader. Would you agree with that?
I would. Absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes to level three, we talk about the production, right? John says it's what you have done for the organization, not only as an individual contributor, but what you are doing in and through your team or your teams. And I think as a leader, we all set each year with goals and where we're going and what we're going to do. And everybody gets that kind of re-energized focus. And as leaders, we want to create momentum. And John talks a lot about at this level where this is, as a leader, this is where your credibility is built.
Right.
Right. Like, we can all understand that at level one, it's given to you. Level two, we're going to build relationships and we're going to connect with people. But at the end of the day, if we're not at level three, none of us have jobs. And so we want to follow people that are getting things done, and you have this, you know, this credibility. So we all have these great plans at the beginning of the year. We create these great scorecards that the team's going to kind of watch. We create new systems, and it's our, you know, it's our job to make sure that we're creating that law, the big mo, as he says, and keep it going. The thing I would say here when it comes to from a production standpoint, make sure that you're not trying to change too many things at one time.
Right.
You know, what is the one thing, that we need to be focusing on in order to keep their attention span and not lose them 90 days into the new scorecard, the new plan, the new vision, whatever it might be?
Well, that actually relates perfectly to, I was looking at, so why do people leave the health club after starting with great intentions in January? It said surveys that were taken of, and I think it actually pertains to why our teams may lose that momentum or stop producing results, is that number one reason was they just have too much to do in their life. They just have too many activities going on. Number two, the results take too long. And that we, you know, think about being in the health club. I've been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I haven't lost any weight.
That's
What's going on with that? But people want instant gratification, and that's a big challenge in business results as well. And number three, the mountain just seems too high to climb. That was straight from the survey. That this is, I need to lose a lot of weight, and it's not happening fast enough, and I need to stop. So kind of relate that to the business challenge of a level three leader.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was looking over this and some of those points that you brought up, I thought of three things that all start with an S, right? How do we as leaders simplify the message? Oftentimes when you talk about there's too much to do or people get confused, and when you do that, you have lack of movement, lack of momentum. So as leaders, how do we simplify the message? Secondly, we need to go after small wins.
We always talk about that.
And then verbally communicate and reward the team in those small wins. I know for myself personally, if I look at what our annual goal is, I'll get stressed out. I think we're never going to get there. And so how do you begin to back into what the end state is and then small wins? And then I wrote down this just because it started with an S probably. speed bumps, right? Know that you guys are going to attack and go over speed bumps along the way versus climbing this big mountain. And so I think if you think about it from those three S's, as you're leading your team, your department, whatever it might be, it may help you overcome some of those challenges for people to quit.
I love that. Let's see if we can relate that to you and I were discussing this, and really four things that we think that a leader could do to help sustain the team after that initial excitement of starting a new year or a new project, setting a new goal, what those things are. But I think we wrote down number one would be to set a clear goal that everybody knows where we're going, the big picture.
Yeah, it goes right back into the simplification, right? How are we going to simplify the message? I think leaders often, think that the goal is clear to the team because it's clear to themselves. In the past, we've talked about the intent versus perception, right? My intent is to come in to this meeting and set a clear path, but that may not be the way that it is, that it's perceived. And John talks about that, even just from a vision standpoint. Simplify the message, but more often than not, repeat it.
That's what I learned from him. That I always thought that. If I already said the vision. Didn't you get it? Well, there's so much other stuff going on, and that every chance you get to repeat that vision to make sure people they hear it from you, from your heart.
Yes.
This is what we're trying to accomplish. Just solidifies it more and more.
Our CEO, Mark Cole, starts all of our executive meetings off with kind of recasting that.
Yeah.
And he smiles and he's like, "You guys know where I'm going, but I have to share it." I think also as you clearly communicate the message, repeatedly, but you do it clearly, it allows your employees to perform at the level that they need to, and everybody's on the same page. We talk a lot about on this podcast, how do we increase employee engagement?
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that would do that. My final thought here is I kind of wrote down this little phrase, fill in the gap for them. And I think when we have gaps, we tend to, as people, leaders and as a team member, we fill in those gaps of unknowns with a narrative that is relevant to us. Right. And oftentimes, if we don't have that gap filled, we fill in the narrative in a negative way, not a positive way. And so if my leader is communicating to me one thing and we're going in this direction and there's a gap there, my mind is going to negatively fill in the gap or make an assumption about a certain situation versus positively. And so the more we can communicate and simplify the message so that those gaps are closed, I think the better we'll be.
So number two that we talked about, Chris, was establishing milestones or KPIs that help people really reach for that big goal, those key performance indicators. How do I know I'm making progress on that goal?
Well, the team has to know that you guys are making progress. That's kind of back to why I talked about the speed bumps, right? The more success they feel or you feel, it increases morale. Right. Back to this engagement thing, right? And so how do we frequently, with smaller milestones, reward them with that, have conversations about that, increase the morale? And I mentioned just a minute ago, the biggest thing for me is if I look at the end state, it overwhelms me. And so how do I look at the end state and then back into it to where, hey, look, this is what is going to happen this week. And when we achieve that this week, we're going to celebrate that on Friday at the end of the business day.
Well, that's the Health Club January challenge. I know I have a long way to go. The mountain is big. But what are the small steps to get there? Number three, we said, was it helps if you do it together, kind of collaboration. I notice when I'm in the I'm in a health challenge myself and trying to get in shape and doing it with my wife as accountability and others. You and I have talked about it, asking each other, how are you doing, checking in. That little extra accountability there.
Well, not only you and I, but you just made it public to all of our listeners that I have a Peloton, and 6 months ago I bought it. So now I'm sure I might be getting emails to find out if I'm still doing it. So I appreciate that, Perry. I'll get you back later. You know, we have to do it together. John talks about the fact that, man, listen, the last thing we want to be doing is going on this journey by ourselves.
Right.
It's a lonely place to be. And so we got to have accountability. And here's the thing. I think it's incredible not only to have the leader to team member accountability, but to have peer-to-peer accountability. And give the team permission to do this with each other so that it's actually something that the team works on together. And not only for what they do, but what they say. One of the things that really bothers me a lot, and I see a drop in employee engagement, is a lot of things that are said and talked about that really shouldn't be said and talked about in right. in the workplace. And so give them that peer-to-peer accountability. You know, a lot of people don't like to hold each other accountable. One of the things that I tell myself, because I have a natural level two bent, that sometimes that's hard for me, is that if I don't do that, I'm not necessarily showing love for that other person, right? If I'm just allowing it to happen. And then the final comment I'd make here about accountability, and this is one of the things that we do at the John Maxwell Company, is on our team, we track the progress against our goals openly throughout the whole team. Each team knows where the other team is. There's a little bit of a competitive spirit in that. But in addition to that, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to, at Friday, show a report that I'm continually not meeting the expectations right. and my goal when, you know, the team over there is counting on me. So we, you know, we do that. And even in 2019 for the John Maxwell Company, you know, we literally have some things in place to where on a weekly basis, there's going to be peer-to-peer accountability on what we're trying to accomplish as a team. I think that does everybody good to be able to hold each other accountable when it comes to production.
Yeah, good. And then, and number four of our ways to sustain a team after the initial excitement is gone is to be clear about how to handle setbacks or failure. I think about it in the health club, if you know, I'm working hard, but I do go home and have that donut, do I just give up and just let it all slide away, or can I recover from that?
Yeah, I think this is a great part of our podcast today, because really failure is a word that's talked about a lot, both personally and professionally. And John has written a ton of lessons and obviously a couple of books on it about allowing our people to fail forward, right? Allowing them to fail instead of just completely quitting, right? You go home, you have the donut, and you're like, I'm out. You don't show back up, or you order another dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts. My thing here is, and some of the things that I've learned, you know, from John, there's a couple of things I want to share, three things that I wrote down. Number one, don't count your losses. Count the lessons learned from those failures, right? And that would serve you well. I think also lean into failure individually as well as a team. Don't hide it. Everybody knows, right? I mean, if they're close enough to you, everybody knows. So lean into it. Don't hide it. And then finally, we've talked a lot about this today. Make sure you're celebrating the successes of what the individual or the team is doing and illuminate the failures. You know, we still want to make sure that we bring those up. So in closing, here's kind of my thought is ultimately we want the best for ourselves and others. And I think we can do that by being clear, have a simple message, be clear, have smaller milestones, do it together and hold each other accountable and lean into failure.
That's terrific. And just a reminder that if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership and perhaps even bring a five levels workshop to your organization, you can go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a comment for us there. You can also ask a question about leadership if you'd like to. And we always enjoy hearing from you. So that's all for today. Thank you for joining us on the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.